I'm delighted to say at this time of our program, as we usually have it every week, for those who haven't been here before, we introduce Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of Michigan Technology News, or mytechnews.com. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster. We're live for a change.
How do you like that? Yes, take your pulse. You're live.
Holy cow. Yeah.
By the way, we have somebody who is a friend of Mike's, is going to be with us in just a moment. Randall Peck, who is senior counsel at the Warner Norcross and Judd law firm. They handle intellectual property. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment, because that's a big thing for entrepreneurs to make sure that they're protected. So, Mike, let's go to your head. Headlines this week. One of the ones that caught my eye was that Duo Security and LastPass have created credential security partnership.
Yeah, Duo Security has just that. They have two-factor authentication, and which is really great because then you have to put in two pieces of information mm-hmm. to validate it's you, right? Well, then what LastPass brings to the party is they have a way of generating passwords randomly, because the biggest issue, we're all guilty of this, is we keep using the same passwords yep. for a lot of different things because we can't remember them, right? So this solves that problem. It generates a random password, then it gets authenticated, and it's really hard for a hacker then to get past that.
Make it harder for them at very, very least. Hey, nice thing I saw here was that Lawrence Technological University is places in the top 100 for education return on investment. Parents and students will be happy to hear that.
Absolutely. Well, that's a lot of it is STEM related. That's what their main thing is: science, technology, engineering, and math, which you know are big demand jobs. Everybody,
absolutely.
We can't get enough of those people, and they wish supply and demand that invisible hand and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what it all boils down to is those guys make a lot of money, and they teach a lot of those folks at LTU, and so they come out. That their college bachelor's degree is worth a lot of money.
That is a good news, as I say, for parents and students alike. I noticed that the NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, I believe, had a ruling that college athletes are employees. When I saw that, and that could have huge implications for sports and higher education.
Yeah, well, this comes from our friends at Warner, Norcross, and Judd. I mean, the discussion of what this all means comes from them. But as you say, it was a ruling that was on a lower-level NRB regional director said that the 85 football players at Northwestern, because they make $61,000 a year, and not actually make it, but that's what their scholarship is worth,
mm-hmm.
and they put in lots of hours to get that, that qualifies them as employees, and therefore they can be unionized.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I can just imagine going to the coach. You'd have to send your union rep to the coach,
yeah,
right?
So, coach, talk to my union rep. Don't talk to me. I'm not getting enough time on the field.
Yeah, I don't think this one's going to go very far.
No.
This was the regional director that made this call. Once it goes up to Washington to the full board, I don't think it's going to go past
hopefully.
There.
But, folks, those are the kind of headlines, just a few of the kind of headlines that you'll catch if you get MI Tech News delivered to your home every day or business, every week on Friday. And what does it cost you? Absolutely nothing. All it'll take is just a few moments to go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, look for Mike's smiling face, and when you find that, you'll see below that a subscribe button. And just click on that, put your information in there, and then every week you'll get not just these three headlines we're talking about here, but a whole raft of them that touch not only on major news headlines that are going on, but very often for people who are entrepreneurs or who are looking for help with a business, you'll find a lot of things about meetings that are coming up and ways of getting together and maybe even tapping into some of that venture capital that's out there to help you with your project. All that is at mitechnews.com, and if you go to internetadvisor.net, you can sign up for that for nothing. Hey, Mike, one more title before we talk with Randall Peck from Warner Norcross. You mentioned it, and Judd. The Wolverine Venture Fund. Now, this is for people out there who are looking for some money. They're investing in NeuMoDx, or DX at least, molecular. Help me translate that.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that. I just had to write it out. I didn't have to pronounce it, so I don't know how it's pronounced either.
Silly me.
It's a RNA and DNA analysis company. But the Wolverine Venture Fund, what's interesting about it is it's just managed by students at the U of M School of Business.
That's fascinating. And, yeah, the Ross School of Business, yeah.
So they were involved in the first round of $5 million. They never tell you exactly how much they're investing, but they were some subordinate level. And then they were involved in the $21 million Series B round as well. So I'll bet it's probably pushing $1 million between those two rounds.
Gary, that's your alma mater, isn't it?
Well, yes, and, you know, talking about really small business, molecular testing, this is really small business.
Yes, small business. But a big business in Michigan, especially with Pharmalogical.
It's going to be a big business.
Huge branches going on here.
Absolutely.
And especially with our university producing such fine research as well. So that's the kind of stories you hear, folks, at mitechnews.com each week. Mike, thank you very much for being an editor there. But